I may or may not have purchased this shirt because it just seems to fit. Because all I can see is Jesus, as he's talking to these people, going, "It wasn't Moses." Even in the scriptures that they had, Jesus was referring to, and that they referred to, saying that Moses gave them bread from heaven. Like, no, even Moses said, "This is from the Lord." And trust me, the Jews had their scriptures handy. So when they referred to them and said, "Even our ancestors, like Moses gave them bread," no, he didn't. I give Jesus a lot of credit for his restraint, because I would have been yelling, but okay. I just imagine the Jesus, like, hand on the, "I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed. I thought you understood at this point." So I get it. I relate to Jesus. I think Jesus was a lot more human than we give him credit for sometimes. He was not just this staunch guy who stood there and was like, "I do good things. I am good. Yay." Jesus wasn't a robot. So after being tracked down by the crowd, Jesus calls him out. He had just fed the 5,000 from 5 loaves, 2 fish. 5,000 plus, because that's usually the count was just for the men. So 5,000 plus. From 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And then they dare to stand in front of him and say, "Well, what signs are you going to give us that you're this guy?" That Jesus, I relate to that Jesus so much. Because he means it when he says, "You ate your fill of the loaves. That's why you're here." How many people know the survival rule of three? If you're out in the wilderness, say you're on a boat that gets stranded, you're on a plane that crashes, you survive. The rule of three, you have 3 minutes that you can go without air. 3 hours that you can go without shelter in extreme conditions. 3 days that you can go without water. And 3 weeks that you could go without food. The rule of three matters. And I feel like in today's world, we have far too many people who are struggling, trying to make their basic needs be met. The basic needs of air, shelter, water, food. We have unhoused people needing shelter right here in Albuquerque, let alone around the world. And we're sitting here in August. It's hot. It fits under the extreme conditions part of that. They need shelter. Communities waiting anxiously for clean water following disasters or infrastructure failures. How long did it take for the people in Flint, Michigan to get what they needed? How long do communities wait to get clean water when there's a hurricane that strikes, or a tsunami, or flooding from massive rains? Did you know that about 1 in 5 kids in the U.S., not counting the world, just in the U.S., 1 in 5 children are hungry or feel food insecurities? To the point that every time they come across food, they hoard it. Just like the people did in the wilderness when Moses told them, just take what you need for your families, and they still tried to hoard it because they were like unsure. And they felt that insecurity, not trusting in God to give them what they needed. And then that would just disappear. And yet our kids today are living the reality of not having enough. These extreme weather conditions also lead to the inability for breathing for some people who are struggling with allergies, lack of shelter, various health issues. I work in hospice. I can't tell you how many of my patients with pulmonary fibrosis or with COPD are struggling right now because the heat is causing them to need more help with breathing. Like, there's not enough other things you're struggling with in the world. You can't even get air. And yet Jesus says, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. In other words, your faith is there to fill you up when you don't have your basic needs met. For the people who are struggling, faith is what is getting them through. I still don't know how some people do it without that. Relationship with God gives us more. It gives us hope for change, strength to be change makers, and talents to do the change. Because we can't do it on our own. If we don't have God, we're struggling. But Jesus gave us the reassurance that God is right there with us in the middle of whatever we're dealing with. So what does that change look like today? Backpacks for kids at the Sierra Vista School, making sure that they're not feeling food insecurities, because 1 in 5 children, just in the U.S., 1 in 5. We can change that number. The Dignity Mission with food, grooming products, activities, going to the border for people who are just desperately waiting to get to a place of safety, to get to families, to get to loved ones who are waiting for them. Advocacy for legislation that gives people access to those basic needs. Because things like the Farm Bill matter. Things like legislation that offers tax cuts to people who are struggling matter. Lutheran World Relief, the work with the quilts and supplies that get sent to people who are in areas of natural disasters and struggling, quilts to stay warm or to just feel loved, supplies like water, bottled water going to places where they don't have clean water available to them, food that can be easily made, access to animals and help restarting farms and life around them. Family Promise with work for people who are struggling with being unhoused and needing that basic need of shelter. ABQ Asylum Seekers Welcome, trying to get restarted with some of the legislation that's happening right now. But ready and willing volunteers there to welcome people to help them get to the next step in their journeys. All of these things, and more, are what we can do because we know that we are empowered with the gifts from God to love and be loved and to share all of that with these people who are struggling. And so many times, the people who are struggling, when we listen to their stories, we realize that we are one natural disaster or one thing away from being in those same shoes. We are all human, created by the loving God. So, all of this is how we avoid that look. Now, I can guarantee you, as a very flawed human myself, I'm sure that Jesus gives me that look a minimum 20 times a day. Bare minimum. But I also think that the work that we do here at All Saints, the work that we do out in this community, changes everything about how often we get that look. Because when we share the bread, then we show people what the bread of life truly is. Now, there's a quote out there, I cannot remember who said it, but it basically says, don't tell me what you believe, show me. When we do these things, when we give that bread, that loving life to people, we help them get access to their basic needs, we are showing them what God's love is. We show up for these organizations, these causes, and we show people what God's love can actually look like. God's love is not one of exclusion, but of inclusion, of bringing people in and feeling whole. Because God's love is for everybody. And in the name of a God like that, amen.